Hello and welcome back to another episode of Breaking News in Prayer. My name is David, your humble host here at One New Man Podcast, bringing you the latest news from Frontier Alliance International, FAI, the Mideast Week in Review, May 15, 2022. The Mideast Week in Review, May 15, 2022. The news in Israel for today is international controversy continues to swirl around the death of an Al Jazeera journalist killed in the West Bank last Wednesday. Politicians and celebrities across the world decried the death of Shireen Abu Akleh, who was killed during a firefight between Israeli security forces and Palestinian gunmen in the restive Palestinian city of Jenin. Calls for an independent investigation into the incident grew, with some preemptively holding Israel responsible for Abu Akleh's murder. Amateur cell phone footage taken near the scene was published to social media by Palestinian sources, showing some gunmen bragging that an Israeli soldier had been shot, although no IDF personnel were wounded in the exchange, implying that Abu Akleh may have been mistaken for an Israeli by Palestinian militants. Palestinian authorities have so far refused to surrender the bullet removed from the journalist's body for a forensic analysis, meaning that the true cause of Abu Akleh's death may never be known. The situation continued to escalate on Friday when a planned funeral procession for Abu Akleh in Jerusalem was diverted by Palestinian protesters. Mobile phone video was published to social media showing Israeli police striking some Palestinian men around Abu Akleh's casket with batons as it was marched from the nearby hospital morgue to a church near the Jaffa Gate in the Old City. Israeli police provided additional context for the video on social media Saturday, explaining that a procession route had been arranged between police and Abu Akleh's family the day before, and that the body was to be transported by hearse, but that a mob of Palestinian protesters instead took possession of the casket against the will of the family of the slain journalist, taking it by foot along an unapproved route. When police approached the group, they were reportedly attacked with stones and other objects, leading to the incident around the casket. Despite the public statement, the additional pressure of international condemnations led the Israeli police commissioner and minister of public safety to announce an investigation into the incident. Meanwhile, Israeli counterterrorism operations continued in the West Bank last week, with Israeli security forces arresting at least 9 suspects, including alleged conspirators in the Elad terrorist attack, which killed 3 Israeli men and seriously wounded 4 others on May 5th. An especially intense firefight in Jenin on Friday resulted in the death of a veteran Israeli Border Patrol officer, Noam Raz. The IDF officer in command of the operation described the event as more than 3 hours, which felt like a pressure cooker. The amount of gunfire aimed at us was indescribable, thousands of bullets. I have been in the army for more than 20 years and I have never seen anything like it. And in Turkey today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan publicly opposed Finland and Sweden's candidacy in the NATO alliance this week, describing the two nations as guest house for terrorist organizations. The Nordic countries are a political and cultural hub of the Kurdish diaspora, hosting large populations of Kurdish immigrants and refugees. Erdogan has sought to intimidate the Kurds abroad and their host nations in the past, ordering some members of his security detail to attack a peaceful demonstration of Kurdish protesters in Washington, D.C., while visiting the United States in May 2017. And in Iran today, several days of widespread protest across the Islamic Republic resulted in the deaths of at least 4 demonstrators at the hands of regime security forces and the arrest of over 20 more as they took to the streets amidst spiking food prices. The Iranian regime announced major price hikes earlier last week, including a 300% increase in the price of cooking oil, chicken, eggs, and milk. A combination of factors have led to the increases, including ongoing Western sanctions against the regime and a recent drought. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, a major global exporter of wheat, also impacted the price of grain products in Iran. Chanting death to the president, Raisi, and mullahs need to get the hell out of Iran. Once again, they were chanting death to President Raisi and mullahs need to get the hell out of Iran. Demonstrations turned violent as some protesters burned cars and looted shops. Iranian security forces responded with tear gas and internet blackouts. The ire of the Iranian public has turned against the regime several times in recent years in response to ongoing food and fuel shortages, as well as government corruption and mismanagement. Meanwhile, the Iranian-Armenian leader of an underground church in the capital of Tehran was sentenced to 10 years in prison by a regime court, along with two other believers, after his arrest in 2020 for organizing and running an evangelical Zionist home church with the intention to act against national security. The high-profile sentencing comes as the Iranian regime continues to grapple with the fastest-growing house church movement in the world. Once again, the fastest-growing house church movement in the world. Praise the Lord. And in Iraqi Kurdistan today, after arresting several Kurdish activists in northwestern Iran, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, fired artillery and launched at least four suicide drones across its border with Iraqi Kurdistan, targeting the Barbazian and Simelian Heights area of Erbil province. No resulting damage or casualties were immediately reported. The Iranian regime has fought against insurgents in Iran's Kurdish-majority northwestern region since 2016, after a network of Kurdish parties and their militias announced an alliance to seek autonomy from the Islamic Republic. The ongoing conflict has often spilled over the border into Iraqi Kurdistan, where the IRGC has targeted alleged bases of Iranian Kurdish separatists in Erbil province, similar to how the Turkish regime has pursued the Kurdish PKK militia in Duhok province. And in Syrian Kurdistan, the Kurdish-led YPG militia, the backbone of Northeast Syria's Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF, reported an intense barrage of coordinated artillery and airstrikes by the Turkish military across northern Syria on Friday. The operation targeted over 50 Kurdish-majority communities along a 280-kilometer stretch of the border, from Afrin to Kobain to Ayin Issa. The strikes come after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced his intention to repatriate over 1 million Syrian civil war refugees residing in Turkey for almost a decade. A majority of the mostly Arab refugees would be resettled in the traditional Kurdish territories along the border, including the Afrin region and the buffer zone created between Tel Abyad and Ras Al Ain by the Turkish Operation Peace Spring in October 2019. As the incidence of wars and rumors of wars continues to increase across the Middle East, we implore the Maranatha Global Family to join us in prayer for the opening of a great effectual door for good news in the region. We firmly believe that ongoing hostilities, upheaval, and chaos create opportunities for the message of the Prince of Peace. Maranatha, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. And there you have it, the Mideast Week updates, bringing you weekly updates from FAI, Frontier Alliance International. If you would like to actually get these updates yourself, you could download the FAI app. It's available now on all your stores, Apple, your Google Play, Amazon, Roku. You can just check out any of those places and you can find the FAI app. I highly recommend you do. I get it myself. I have it on my phones, both phones I have, and it's just a blessing. Also on my web, on my computer, I have it also. So just they have TV, they have films, they have music, they have podcasts, and this breaking news. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and begin. If you would pray with me right now, we're going to pray over the Middle East and all these situations going on, especially in Israel, the Lord's beloved Israel. We're going to go ahead and pray for all these things going on. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for another day. Thank you for Frontier Alliance International. Thank you for those who are on the team of FAI, Lord Father God, on the ground in the Middle East, helping out so much over there. So many of your beloved children, Lord, our brothers and sisters, Lord Father God, are suffering persecution and oppression, Lord Father God. So we pray for them. We pray for the Kurds. We pray for the Yazidis, Lord Father God. We just pray for the innocent families, the women, the families, the children, Lord Father God, that suffer in these wars and rumors of wars, Lord. So we just pray, Lord Father God, that you would look out for them, Lord, and all the ministries there on the ground helping out, Lord Father God. Please help them, Lord. Help them because they're doing a mighty work over there. And so once again, I pray for Frontier Alliance International for bringing us these news updates, Lord Father God. Thank you so much. Keep them safe over there as they work for you, Lord Father God, for this is your work, Lord Father God. So thank you, Lord. Please, please meet those that are being persecuted and oppressed. Meet them where they're at, Lord Father God. And please just bring them a sense of peace amidst all the turmoil going on over there, Lord. And so I thank you once again for this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the promise of your return. And as we say, Maranatha, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come. We just await your return, Lord Father God. And we pray all these things in your mighty and precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Messiah, King of the Jews, King of the universe, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all in one. It's in your holy and precious name we pray. And we all say amen and amen. Yes, amen and amen. Well, thank you once again for allowing me to bring you these updates. I will let you go for now until our next update or until the next episode of Breaking News and Prayer. Once again, my name is David, your humble host. Please share this channel, share these podcasts, and just share this news. And remember, do not forget to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Help however you can. But pray, that's number one. Just pray for our beloved brothers and sisters in a world that is so dark right now. So thank you once again. You'll hear from me next time. Goodbye for now, but never forever.